Our guest in the cafe this morning, for the first time, the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, Charlene Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know how we've not had you before, because you've been doing this for quite some time, huh?
I have.
How long?
I'm in my 10th year.
Wow, that is a long time. You just recently had Commerce Appreciation Day to recognize the city of Commerce.
You know, a lot of people come in and they admire the Children's Museum, and people from Rockwall, from Texarkana, and they say, why don't we have a Children's Museum? And I tell them it's because of the people of Commerce, Texas, because the group here in Commerce has supported the Children's Museum. Many of them have built exhibits for us. And if you come into the Children's Museum and you go around the area, you see Lone Star Pizza, you see Commerce Veterinary Clinic, you see Hunt Regional Healthcare, Brookshire's, you see the Cypress Bank, you see Duncan House from Duncan Insurance. So the community, the businesses have been so supportive, and we just want to show our appreciation to Commerce.
I was going to say, there's really not many facilities like this in a rural area.
There aren't many facilities like this at all.
Anywhere, yeah.
And that is one thing we do here continuously. And we hope that one doesn't come close to us and somebody else could build one. But right now, we are enjoying being the only facility of our kind in this area. In fact, we were chosen the best creative children's experience in Texas a couple of years ago.
Is that right?
Yes.
By whom?
By bestof.com.
Wow, that's fantastic. I suppose I heard about that, but I'd forgotten. But that's very impressive.
Okay, you know, one of the things that people in appreciation to Commerce is that basically there is no reason for the Children's Museum to be here. We aren't in a large metropolitan area. We don't have a large wealthy donor. But again, that is why we are saying thanks to all the people of Commerce for giving us an opportunity to be in Commerce, Texas.
Let's talk a little bit about the Children's Museum. We already have, but for people that might not be familiar with it, tell us a little bit about it. And you mentioned some of the exhibits that you...
Yes. So let me just say that right now we are, the last 2 years, we've had a population of 30,000 visitors come to the Children's Museum, and Commerce has a population of 8,000.
So that's over the course of a year, 30,000.
During the 5 days of spring break, we had visitors from 78 different city and communities come to the Children's Museum. So we are amazed at where all they come from. Our student groups this year came from Texarkana, Denison, Sherman, from Dangerfield. So they're driving a long way to come to the Children's Museum.
I see the buses out there all the time. We're talking with Charlene Freeman, director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, which is in Commerce. It's on Highway 24, and it's in what used to be the Watson Cafeteria.
Yes.
At East Texas State. And I worked there myself, you know, at one time, and I have great memories of that. But you all have made great use of that building for some time. What was the spark to get the Children's Museum started?
Well, the spark began in 1994 when David Gibson took his own children to see a children's museum in Oklahoma. And he got so excited about what a children's museum was that he wanted to start one in Commerce. Now, what is amazing is that this group met for 8 years before ever opening the Children's Museum. So after 8 years of planning, not having much money, the museum began in 2002 and has been open now for 16 years.
Yeah. What do you think the future for the Children's Museum is? We hear it now. We've heard about to possibly building a new facility, or the university building an agricultural facility, and the Children's Museum might be part of that. Where does all that stand?
Well, we hope that is our future. That's what we are planning for. At this point, the agricultural complex is working on their money that they will need to build. We are waiting to get a firm assurance that that's going to happen. But we are constantly raising money. Everything we do is to make a little money towards that goal.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to build a new building. We're told it'll be between $3 and $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that will not be a small task.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope that is our future.
Are there grants available for things like that?
Yes.
So that's something no doubt you're going to be looking at. Well, Charlene, this is delightful, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.